The fact is that the people who killed Chris Stevens yesterday in Benghazi do not represent the people of Libya or their elected leadership. But these killings require confronting the extremist minority that imperils this future, the fanatics who want a clash of civilizations between Muslims and the West, and who will try to justify their violence in the name of Islam. They are wrong. They are mistaken. They are on the wrong side of history. And finally, let me come back home and say, to echo what Senator McCain has said, that I know there'll be some here in our country who, in the wake of this attack, will be tempted to argue that it shows that America's support for the Libyan revolution was naive or mistaken, that the Arab Spring will ultimately be defined not by a desire for democracy and freedom among the people of the Middle East and Arab world, but by the dark fanaticism of Al-Qaeda and its associates. And the United States should give up trying to support people in this part of the world instead retrench back here at home. That would be terribly wrong. That would misunderstand the motivations of the people who have risen up in the Arab world to overthrow the totalitarian governments that dominated their lives.